We bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Now let us join old Nancy, Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hun, I'm 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir, hun, I'm 11 year old. Will Satan? Here, all these folks be gathered to hear one of our pretty little bedtime stories. And tonight, we're gonna tell them one that's become famous all over the world. You're right, Satan. A woman named Mary Shelley once writ this yarn of ours in a book. But she, nor no one else, never know the true facts of the case but me. Douse off them lights. Setting in the spooky shadows is the way to hear our pretty tales. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into them embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be with us in Switzerland. Soon you'll hear our yarn of Frankenstein. Frankenstein!
Professor
Waldman. Oh, just a minute.
Oh, good evening, Madame Moritz.
Good evening. Raining cats and dogs. Step inside so I can close this door.
Yes, Madame Moritz.
Oh, feel it in that wet umbrella drip all over my clean floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You men of science. But I suppose I should be used to such carelessness after keeping house for Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, he's a very young scientist, Madame Moritz. Just wait until he reaches my age.
You make me shudder.
Where is our Victor? In his laboratory?
Is he ever anywhere else? Doesn't even come out for his meals anymore. What is he doing in there, Professor, that he's so mysterious about?
I don't know any more than you do. Our Victor is a genius, and genius shares its secrets with no one.
Professor Waldman, I'm worried about that boy. In the last 6 months, he's changed terribly.
Changed?
Yes. He thinks of nothing but this work of his. You know how much he loves his fiancée, Elizabeth. Yet 3 times he's postponed their marriage because it wasn't finished. And I'm afraid of whatever he's doing. I feel it is unholy.
Madame Moritz.
Unholy, I tell you. He forbids me to enter that laboratory of his. But he can't close up my ears. At night I hear frightful sounds from there. The cries of animals in pain. And then from him who has always been so kind, insane shouts of triumph. And I've seen the things brutish-looking men bring in this house. Hideous things from the slaughterhouses and the morgues. Last week, the public executioner was here. He brought the body of that robber who was beheaded in the square.
There is no need for you to worry. However disgusting the tools he employs, You may be sure the object of Victor's work is to benefit mankind.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right, but... He's coming from the laboratory. Hear him lock the door behind him. And the care he takes, one would think that room was filled with gold.
Good evening, Victor.
Oh, Professor Waldman. I'm so glad you received my message and came at once. Oh, Madam Moritz, get your hat and cloak. I must send you to your sister's.
In this awful storm?
Oh, is that a storm?
Is there a storm?
Well, then you must call a cab. I'm sorry, but Professor Waldman and I must have the house alone. This is the night for which I've worked so long. The night on which I'll finish the crowning achievement of the ages.
Victor, you are trembling with excitement.
What have you done?
Tomorrow all Switzerland shall know. My name shall ring throughout the world. And you shall know first, dear Madam Moritz. But tonight you must go. You must go now.
You mean your work is ended?
Yes.
There will be no more dead bodies coming through that door. No more horrors from the slaughterhouse.
No, that's over. That's over. Now go. Go, go,
I'm
go,
going,
go.
I'm going. Even though I catch my death of cold in this awful storm, it'll be worth it.
Go, go, go. Please go.
Victor, what have you discovered?
Victor, she's out of hearing. She wouldn't understand.
She's gone. What is it?
Come and see. Come into the laboratory. Professor Waldman, from the putrescence of death, I have wrested the secret of life.
Life?
Yes. I, Victor Frankenstein, have created man. Look at him there. Bit by bit I fashioned him. His organs, his limbs, his brain, his external flesh.
A beautiful sleeping child.
But sleeping only until I give him life. And now the time has come. That's why I sent for you, old teacher. You pointed out the path.
I know nothing of
this. Yes, you sent me to the ancients for forgotten knowledge. Through them I learned of magic and the hidden truths of nature. But I have gone beyond the ancients. In a moment I shall make a man. I shall be as God.
You blaspheme.
Why? To the race of whom this giant will be father, Frankenstein will be God's name.
Stop!
No, for I am greater than your lord.
You're mad!
Ha ha! Bah! What is this puny human tribe which he created? They must have delicate foods, long hours of rest. They're weak, decadent, scourged with sickness, a prey to heat and cold. Compared to this child of Frankenstein's great genius, men are flies living out a summer day. Look at him there. 8 feet tall. A mountain of strength. Immune to weather, illness, and fatigue. With a brain that will grasp in a single hour all that man must take a year to learn. This machine will give him life. I pull the lever.
What? No, don't!
In a moment he will breathe. And I shall have improved on nature. I shall have improved on God.
The giant's flesh grows warm. There's pulsation in his veins.
Soon he'll rise and walk.
Great God!
Oh, great Frankenstein!
Victor, the beautiful contours of his body are changing.
What?
His flesh is shriveling like a mummy's.
He's becoming ugly. Misshapen.
You are creating a horror.
The machine, I'll turn it off.
Too late, he breathes. Voice. Here he is. May God forgive you, Frankenstein. You've made a monster.
I can't go back into that house. I can't look at him again.
You must. You should not have fled from him an hour ago. You are responsible for him. You are his creator.
You're right. I am the great God Frankenstein. But how could he have changed so as I gave him life? I planned a thing of beauty. It produced a loathsome horror.
Man cannot usurp the prerogatives of God. Let us go in.
All right. Oh, why should I fear him? His frightfulness may be only that of an exterior that I, in some way, marred. I gave him a brain capable of the most lofty thoughts, the noblest actions. Why, it's going to be all right. In the body of a fiend may be the nature of an angel. I planned his nature so.
Victor, the laboratory door is open. He has burst the locks.
His giant strength.
He's gone.
Mr. Waldman. What is that lying in the shadows?
It's Madame Moritz.
She didn't go to her sister's. She saw him. She fainted of fright.
Victor, she is dead.
No, no!
Her throat has been crushed by giant hands. The monster killed her.
No. No. I killed her. I, the great God, Frankenstein.
Well, my boy, how does it feel to be on your feet again? Not bad after a year in bed, I'll wager.
A year has passed since that awful night.
Ah, here now. I forbid you to speak of that just yet.
Oh, I'm quite strong now. And we must talk, Professor. This is the first opportunity I've had to be with you alone.
Careful, Victor. Elizabeth is in the next room, and your mother.
They don't know.
No one knows but you and me. They think your ravings of the monster simply figments of delirium. And you have been quite mad, you know.
Yes. Mercifully mad. Till a week ago, the darkness lifted from my brain to let me remember and to fear. What other crimes is the thing I made committed since you brought me here? Where is he? You must tell me.
You have nothing to fear, Victor. The monster is dead.
Dead?
Yes.
You're not lying to me. You're not lying just to ease my mind.
No. During the week after his disappearance, he was seen in several villages, and the superstitious farmers took him for a demon from another world. At last he was fired upon and wounded. A trail of his blood was traced to the edge of a mountain chasm 1,000 feet in depth. We shall never hear of him again.
Dead. He's really dead.
Oh, I feel as though the weight of time itself were lifted from my shoulders. I'm free again. My nightmare is over. There's nothing more to fear.
Victor, darling.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Come in, my dear.
I hope you'll forgive my intrusion. I heard Victor's voice, and it sounded so different, so happy. I simply had to come in and see you.
Oh, I am happy, dear. I shall be happy forevermore.
You will be even happier if left with Elizabeth alone. I know, young lovers.
Oh, really, Professor?
I'll see you later.
Elizabeth. Dearest sweetheart.
Oh, how good it is to see you yourself again. You've been so ill, so close to death.
But now I have returned to life and to you forever.
You mean until you go away again? Back to your studies, your experiments.
No, my studies are over. My experiments are ended.
Victor.
I shall never enter a laboratory again. There will be no more postponements of our wedding.
Then I shall have you all my own. For always.
Always.
Oh, my dear. You don't know how happy that will make me. I've been so jealous of the science which kept you from me. It seemed to keep you from even the start.
I have come back to you. Thank God.
Elizabeth?
Oh, your mother is calling me. I must tell her. Perhaps we can be married right away.
Tomorrow, if possible.
How I love you.
How I love you.
Elizabeth!
The coming, Mother Frankenstein. Oh, I'm so happy.
And happy. Happy. Happy! There's nothing now to fear.
You're wrong, Frankenstein.
You! Alive!
Yes, I! The monster you created.
And Satan, these folks has got to wait till next time to hear the finish of this pretty yarn. Then we'll tell them some true facts about this Frankenstein and his monster that'll make their hair curl.
Thank you.